Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Week 5 edition of BetMGM, true live coast-to-coast on the BetMGM Network every Friday night and Saturday morning. Always inside your Odyssey app if you want to take us with you, AUDACY, and wherever you get your podcasts. Ready to preview Week 5, and there are a ton of huge matchups. One massive top 10 matchup that could decide the fate of the national championship or CFP picture, if not the Big 10 picture. We got a little more clarity maybe in Week 4 in the Big 12. I don't know. Is there ever clarity in the Big 12 as Texas Tech ran away from Utah late? But other than that, a bunch of blowouts, a close one in Columbia between Missouri and South Carolina. But the big news coming out of Week 4 and into Week 5 is John Mateer out probably a month. Hurt himself early in that win over Auburn and already did undergo surgery earlier in the week to address that hand injury. Brett Venables says the expectation is that he will be back at some point this season. That's not the question, I don't think, for Oklahoma fans. The question is, just how long are we talking and what games will Mateer have to miss? They're lucky enough. They've got this weekend off, and then they get Kent State at home. But then it ramps right back up in Choppy's backyard with the Red River rivalry against the Longhorns. Then a trip to South Carolina. Who knows what that one may mean at that point with the Gamecocks already holding on to two L's. And then really down the stretch, it doesn't get any easier. Ole Miss, Tennessee, Bama, Missouri, LSU. So Choppy, since that Red River shootout will take place in your backyard, let's start there with the Mateer impact on the Sooners and the playoff picture for them. They're back on the plus side of the money as far as the CFP bet goes, anywhere between plus 125 and plus 150, depending on where you find them. But the way I look at it, if they can get through this stretch, only losing one or two of these games, again, depending on when Mateer comes back, maybe for the Ole Miss game, maybe not until Tennessee, I think they're still in a decent spot. Being in the SEC, if you're a two-loss team and the two losses both happen with your starting quarterback out injured, I think you're going to have an advantage over some of those other two-loss SEC or Big Ten teams trying to get in.
You might, you know, because there's the unknown of what would have happened, you know, had he stayed healthy. But, you know, there's a trickle-down effect here, too. I mean, Texas is not going to get credit for a win over a healthy Oklahoma team, you know, when they go play if he misses the Red River game, which he's going to. So now Texas really has to beat Georgia. Or if they lose to Georgia, you know, that's two losses. Now they're going to have a win over a banged-up Oklahoma team and Florida. That's not enticing to the committee. Yeah, you got to hope for A&M to really run the table now. So it's a trickle-down effect, not just for Oklahoma, but for Texas as well, and anybody that Oklahoma plays. You know, if Ole Miss plays them without Mateer, I mean, are they getting credit now for a win? Probably not. So it's definitely difficult, but this changes the national championship picture. It changes the playoff picture. It changes the Heisman. It changes all that. Like, John Mateer has been the, you know, if not the best quarterback, he's been in the discussion for the best quarterback in the country to start the year. And now we're sitting here and he's going to wind up missing games and Oklahoma's going to be in a tricky spot.
John, the top of the SEC was already as wide open as it's been in recent years. This kind of opens it up a little bit more, at least the speculation and to the trickle-down effect like Choppy was talking about. What about Oklahoma's playoff chances given their schedule? And again, like Choppy was talking about, the trickle-down to everybody else in the SEC.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, they'll have time. They'll have time to, I think, keep those goals intact if he comes back, you know, within a month. I think that's the key here. They're not going to beat Texas without him. There's no question about that. You know, like you said, at South Carolina, you know, before the season started, we would have said no chance. But I think we feel a lot less good about South Carolina today than we did at the start of the season. So I think Oklahoma should look at this next four-game stretch as we should go 3-1 here and without Mateer. And if they do, and if they're able to do that, obviously everything that they – because while Texas won't get credit for beating Oklahoma, Oklahoma won't get penalized, right? Like that's right. That's the upshot there. It's like they won't get penalized for losing games if they don't have John Mateer. So I still think they'll be, you know, they won't be favored at South Carolina, but I think they should feel very good about winning that game. So obviously it's not what you want to hear, but it's certainly not season ending, and I don't really think it changes much about their playoff hopes now. You know, SEC, you know, that may end that discussion just because, you know, one loss, you know, could put you behind the eight ball. But I definitely think their bigger picture goals are still intact.
Yeah, I do think it'll be interesting to see the rust factor that Mateer may or may not have when he comes back from this. It was a wholly different injury, but I think we saw a little bit of that rust factor, even though Lenora Sellers put up great numbers in that game against Missouri. Misses a few throws late, maybe not quite on point. Same thing. If Mateer comes back and it's back for a trip to Knoxville and then Tuscaloosa the week after that and then Missouri and you wrap up against LSU, there are a few defenses in there that I don't want my quarterback fresh off an injury coming back against, Choppy.
No, you don't. But, like, you know, when you have a quarterback who – and Mateer is – and the way the position in general is – there's not as much timing today as there once was, right? It used to be everything was in rhythm. Now you got a lot of improvisation. You got guys thrown off schedule. You know, I think it's easier to come back from an injury and play like you never missed a beat today in football more than it was, you know, even 10 years ago. So I think it'll be okay. The tough part's going to be is you're going to have road environments. You're coming back to a road environment and, you know, you haven't played a ton of road environments. I got to look at this. I don't think they've played a true, real road game anyway. And then if your first road environment is like, if it's in Knoxville, I mean, that's a tough place to play. You know, if it's in, you know, the Red River game is not a road environment. It's an awesome scene. Awesome. You know, but it's different, right? So he's going to miss. He would miss that. And that's a big spot to miss because, I mean, it's a half road environment. At least it's something to get used to. Those first road game of the year always scares you.
John, how are you feeling about Michael Hawkins Jr. taking over for a few weeks for Mateer and how it changes what Oklahoma wants to do on offense? Obviously, Mateer is also their leading rusher.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that you can simulate that. I mean, I think no matter who it is, I think just because how important and just heliocentric – there you go, RJ. $2 word. How heliocentric that offense is, right? It's kind of like, you know, you asking me about Michael Hawkins Jr. replacing John Mateer. It's kind of like asking, you know, how is Gary Payton II going to replace Steph Curry? You know, it's like, I don't know, man. You know, your hope is that, you know, he's just serviceable enough. He doesn't turn the ball over, you know, doesn't make mistakes and just kind of runs the offense. But, I mean, there's no replacing John Mateer. Like, let's be clear about that. Like, you're not going to do everything that he brings to the team. It's not possible. So it's just survival. I mean, that's what the next, you know, four games is about for the Oklahoma Sooners.
there was an obvious move.
Why do I feel like heliocentric is a word that Bill Simmons would use? I just think that that's something that he would say.
Yeah, that's a big – That's a big I'm going to prove how smart I am word.
No, it's more like, you know, what it means is, for those out there who are unfamiliar, it's kind of like, you know, the sun, right? The sun. It's sort of everything orbits around it, right? And yes, John Mateer is the sun of the Oklahoma offense.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I think I got that.
I'll look it in.
Yeah, I'll see if I can use it later today and confuse some people like you just confused the hell out of me and Choppy. Updated Heisman numbers, though. All of a sudden, Fernando Mendoza is the favorite, plus 650. You got Carson Beck right there as well, as Mateer drops all the way down the board behind a few other big names. And I don't know if this necessarily puts me fully Choppy in the Fernando Mendoza camp. I know he had a great game against Illinois. I don't know what we think of Illinois now, though. The numbers for the season are great, but they haven't played anybody really aside from Illinois. 14 touchdowns, no interceptions. Who are some of the other names? Because it feels like the Heisman race is wide open once again as well.
Sure. Look, I think you gotta throw Carson Beck in there. I know he's like right there near the top of that. I actually think what you know, Gunnar Stockton, if they wind up going undefeated, he is going to have, you know, quite a little bit of thing to say about it. What happens with TCU and Josh Hoover? That's another situation that you got to keep an eye on. But, you know, Miami is going to be in a position to be in the playoff. That puts Carson Beck squarely in the Heisman running. I mean, it really does. And I don't know. You know, I was just thinking that, you know, what this does for, you know, the national championship and the playoffs and obviously what it does with, you know, with some of the other teams and like I said, the trickle-down effect. But, you know, you brought up Illinois. You don't know what they are either. And that last weekend in college football with the Illinois loss, I mean, that is exhibit A on just getting rid of these preseason rankings because we had them so high. Indiana's going to get a boost now for beating a top 10 team that probably wasn't a top 10 team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Top 10 teams don't lose by 53. So, I mean, I don't care where the game's played. They don't lose by 53 points. So, like, it's a trickle-down.
Yeah, I'm still curious to see how Indiana handles things the rest of the way, too. They've still got some defenses on their schedule that are going to be a whole lot better than anything Mendoza has faced to this point, including games against Iowa and Oregon coming up. Speaking of Oregon, and we'll get to the whiteout game in Happy Valley in just a couple minutes between the Ducks and the Nittany Lions. John, I don't hate their quarterback, Dante Moore, at 10-1 right now as a Heisman candidate. He's put up some numbers through the first few games. Again, we can talk about the schedule through the first 4 weeks for Oregon. Hasn't been that stiff. But if he goes to Happy Valley and has even a decent game against that defense, I think he's got a good chance to get his number dropped as well. And right now, it's probably as long as it's going to get at 10-1. If you believe in Dante Moore and Oregon taking off, maybe you believe in them this week against Penn State, it's probably a good spot to jump in on him.
Yeah, totally. I mean, if you're one of those people that's betting Oregon this weekend, you should certainly believe that 10-1 on the Heisman for Dante is good. I don't. I think Penn State wins this weekend. I'm bold and brave and courageous as the home -3.5 point favorite. But I think a guy like Gunnar Stockton, you know, who is going to be quarterbacking a Georgia team that'll be right there in the end. I think, you know, 14-1 makes a lot of sense to me. I have no problem with Carson Beck. I don't think if you're betting Fernando Mendoza to win the Heisman at this point, you should probably not be betting the Heisman market. He's not winning it. And even if he does win it, you're betting into the absolute worst price. It would be more stock than, you know, we'll take a 30-1 flyer an hour. If you think Penn State's real, that makes sense to me too.
Yeah, and that would be another one that you would want to get ahead of before maybe Aller actually puts some things together against Oregon this weekend, if you believe in Aller still being a legit Heisman contender. Nussmeier's number has dropped now to the point where if you weren't in on him earlier and you still think he can put some numbers up this year, if you're talking about an SEC team who's going to go to the playoff, that would be a look. I'd even throw Josh Hoover out there. As a long shot dark horse, it's 15-1. You could find a little bit better price if you shop around Choppy, but that would be another name I'd throw out there if you're looking for someone different in what, again, is a wide open Heisman field right now.
Totally wide open. I mean, you got anybody that's going to be a good team, any quarterback of a good team, I think you have to put in play. Hoover's done a great job. He's done a great job this year. Reed's done a good job as well. Like, again, any team that's going to wind up having one or two losses, you could throw in there to make a strong case for the Heisman, especially if they're in the 15-30-1 range. I mean, it's just good value. I mean, throw $10 on it. I mean, if you got Aller at 30-1, I mean, it's $10. It's nothing. Just throw it down there.
We do have a ton of huge games to get to, including a deeper dive on the whiteout game in State College between Oregon and Penn State. We'll get you ready for a couple of big SEC matchups, LSU, Ole Miss, Bama, Georgia, maybe even talk about that Illinois team hosting USC coming east. We'll get into all of those. A huge firing of a veteran head coach that we'll touch on before we get you our favorite bets of the week and our parlays as well. John may cook up a few more giant words that Choppy and I don't understand. Plenty still on the way. Stay with us. We got you covered for week 5 of the college football slate right here on BetMGMU.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at Ring.com.